This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a victory for President Biden, the U.S. Senate worked an exhausting and dramatic round-the-clock marathon that stretched into Sunday afternoon to pass major breakthrough legislation. The Inflation Reduction Act is seen as an enormous win. In a goal that Democrats have been chasing for decades, the legislation will for the first time give Medicare the power to negotiate the cost of some prescription drugs, bringing down costs. It'll extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, which will save health care coverage for millions of people, and in spending nearly $370 billion to reduce emissions that contribute to climate change, it goes most of the way to reaching President Biden's ambitious plans to create a clean energy economy. The bill could also help revive U.S. global leadership in the quest to save the planet by prodding other nations to follow suit. The bill now advances to the U.S. House of Representatives, where it's expected to pass along party lines. President Joe Biden said, "This bill caps seniors' out-of-pocket spending for prescription drugs at $2,000 per year. No matter what their drug bills would otherwise be, seniors will not have to spend more than $2,000. In addition, 13 million Americans covered under the Affordable Care Act will see their health insurance premiums reduced by $800. This bill tackles inflation by lowering the deficit and lowering costs for regular families. This bill also makes the largest investment ever in combating the existential crisis of climate change. It addresses the climate crisis and strengthens our energy security, creating jobs manufacturing solar panels, wind turbines, and electric vehicles in America with American workers. It lowers families' energy costs by hundreds of dollars each year. Finally, it pays for all this by establishing a minimum corporate tax so that our richest corporations start to pay their fair share. It does not raise taxes on those making under $400,000 a year, not 1 cent. Hiring in July was far better than expected, defying signs that the economic recovery is losing steam, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Friday. The U.S. economy has now regained all jobs lost during the pandemic after a blowout July jobs report that showed a huge gain in jobs. The massive monthly gain was more than double the 250,000 jobs that economists were expecting. The employment growth was widespread across sectors. Leisure and hospitality led the way in job gains with 96,000 jobs in July, followed by professional and business services with 89,000 jobs. Healthcare added 70,000. Wage growth also surged higher as average hourly earnings jumped 0.5% for the month and 5.2% from the same time a year ago. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate's senior economic analyst, said, "These robust job market numbers strongly argue against recession talk." Economists had figured job creation would begin to slow as the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to cool inflation, but July's job numbers contradicted that expectation. Computer hackers drained almost $200 million in cryptocurrency from Nomad, a tool that lets users swap tokens from one blockchain to another called the Nomad Token Bridge, in yet another attack highlighting weaknesses in the decentralized finance space. What started as an upgrade to Nomad's code ended with hackers deploying armies of bots to carry out copycat attacks. Blockchain security experts described the attack as a free-for-all. Anyone with knowledge of the exploit and how it worked could seize on the flaw and withdraw an amount of tokens from Nomad, sort of like a cash machine spewing out money at the tap of a button. Sam Sun, research partner at the crypto-focused investment firm Paradigm, described the exploit as one of the most chaotic hacks that Web3 has ever seen. Web3 is a hypothetical future iteration of the internet built around blockchain technology. More than $1 billion in crypto assets have been stolen through bridge exploits so far in 2022.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.